ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। टुमॉरो ऑल ऑफ अस विल बी मीटिंग अव्यक्त बाप दादा, एंड देयरफॉर आई टुक अप दिस टॉपिक अव्यक्त बाप दादा। First, we have to understand the word Bap Dada. Bap Dada is like a code word for the Brahma Kumaris. When we say Bap Dada, outsiders do not understand what it means. Usually the meaning would be Bap means father and Dada means grandfather. So father and grandfather. But when we say Bap Dada, there's a trick in this word, because Dada has two meanings. One is of course grandfather, but the other meaning is elder brother. In many parts of India, an elderly person is called Dada, like an elder brother. So Bap Dada has two meanings, father and grandfather, and father and elder brother. So this pun on the word Dada. Brahma Baba, when he was in business, he was called Dada Lekhraj. His Lokik name was Lekhraj, but his official name was Dada Lekhraj, elder brother. And because he was a very big businessman, he had his business with the kings and queens of that time, as well as the Britishers who were ruling in India at that time. People used to call him Lakhi Raj Babu, Lekh Raj, but Lakhi Raj Babu. Babu means a senior person who's influential in the society. So Lakhi Raj Babu. And how Baba, Shiv Baba chose him as his chariot. He was an experienced person in the society. He was a great philanthropist, did a lot of charity. So everyone had great respect for him in the society. And according to Baba's Gyan, we understand that he was that soul who was the first Prince of Golden Age, Sri Krishna, and he was the first soul to start the path of devotion, and he became the first human being to start the new world, Brahma. So he has a wonderful role in the drama, a hero role in the drama. And God chose him as his chariot. And for 33 years, Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba and spoke the Murli from 1936 until 1969. So 33 years, Shiv Baba came in the corporeal body of Brahma Baba, and we say that that was like the foundation of the yajna. First, the original foundation was 14 years with the dadis, who were very young at that time when they came to Baba. And how Baba groomed them so that they could, you know, run the organization further after Brahma Baba left the body at the age of 93. So at the age of 60, Brahma Baba became the medium for Shiv Baba, and then 93, at the age of 93, Brahma Baba became angelic. He completed his work in a physical way in this physical world and became an angel. He attained the perfect stage, a stage of completion, and reached the subtle regions. On 18th of January 1969, Brahma Baba attained that angelic stage. And for that, of course, he had to leave his old physical body, because the soul had become pure, and the pure body, pure soul, definitely would not live in an impure body. Body was impure because the five elements are impure. But when Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma, when Brahma Baba was in the corporeal form, Brahma Baba was an effort maker soul. And as an effort maker soul, we can read in the Sakar Murlis that how Brahma Baba told a lot about his efforts, what efforts he was making to attain the angelic stage. How he would churn the knowledge, how he would be in meditative state, how he would address the children, how he would give that love and affection of a father to his children, but still remain so humble. Like Baba said in today's Sakar Murli too, that although Brahma Baba is your alaukik father, your angelic father, but you don't have to remember him because he does not give inheritance. But he gives, of course, a spiritual birth, but does not give any inheritance. Inheritance is given only by two fathers, the physical father and the spiritual father, the soul father, Shiv Baba. But of course, Brahma Baba had a very, very significant role because he became the creator of the new world. Shiv Baba made him responsible for that. And for the first 14 years, they stayed in total isolation from the world, from 1937 until 1950. And during those 14 years, a great transformation came in the world, maybe also on the world map, because America bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. So an atomic bomb was thrown on Japan, which destroyed the whole city. So like it was a glimpse of an atomic war. And then in 1947, there was the partition of India and Pakistan, and there was a lot of bloodshed. So many people were killed. So that was like a glimpse of a civil war. And also, there were many tsunamis, also earthquakes, floods, famine, whatnot. So all in these 14 years, and how the Second World War, which took place from 1939 until 1945, for 6 years, changed the map of the world. Communism came into existence and USSR came up, and communist countries came up, and we saw the great change. So during those 14 years, so many changes came in the world, and Baba was asked by the children, "Baba, is this destruction?" Baba would say, "No, children, this is only a trailer. You know, before the final film, there's a trailer. People watch that trailer, and from that they come to know what the film will be like." So it is, or Baba said, it is like a rehearsal. Before the finale, there's a rehearsal. So the finale is still to come. The final is still to come. This is only like a trailer. So what would the fine finale be like? You can imagine. If atomic war, civil war, natural calamities happen all together, what will happen? So you can understand, it would be the end of the world. So Baba said that no, it's not the final yet, but definitely it's a taste of that fine finale. And then after 14 years, how they all came to Bharat, because where they were before in Karachi, that became part of Pakistan. Before it was all one Bharat. And Shiv Baba said that you have to go to Bharat, because Bharat will become the world's lighthouse. It will become world guru. It will show the way of peace to the world. It will bring peace into the world. It will enlighten the world. So you have to go to Bharat to serve the people there, because in Pakistan, in Karachi, they were not serving others. Only those who were dedicated, those who surrendered, only they were living, about 360 something, a little over 300 people. But then when they came to Bharat, Shiv Baba told them, you have to go on a mountain top, because from that mountain top you'll be able to give vibrations of peace to the world. So Mount Abu, Baba said, is the safest place in the world. The safest place, because nothing really much of the Kalyugi world happens here. This was actually the summer capital for the kings of Rajasthan. They used to come here in April, May and June, because Rajasthan means so many kingly states, little districts all had their own kings. Therefore you'll find many palaces in Rajasthan. And they used to come here during April, May and June and hold their courts here in Mount Abu. That's why there are many little palaces in Mount Abu belonging to those kings who would come here during summer. But Shiv Baba said, you have to go to a mountain top. So this was the mountain top they chose, Mount Abu, for doing service of humanity. And Baba said, you have to become tower of peace, tower of love, tower, you know, tower, Baba used to say a lot. And that's why we built the Tower of Peace in memory of Brahma Baba in Pandav Bhavan, where Brahma Baba lived. And the four pilgrimage places there, Baba's room, Baba's hut, Baba's history hall, and then Baba's Tower of Peace. So these are memorials of Brahma Baba, original memorials of Brahma Baba in Pandav Bhavan. And then in 69, when Baba became avyakt, Gulzar Dadi brought the message that Baba is not gone. Baba is still with us, but in the avyakt form. and he will continue to come to meet the children. So Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma, but now Brahma's physical body was no more. So Shiv Baba and the angelic form of Brahma Baba would enter the body of Gulzar Dadi, and that would be called Avyakt Bap Dada, angelic Bap Dada. Shiv Baba's soul and Brahma Baba's perfect soul in angelic body, in the body of Gulzar Dadi. So from 1969, 21st of January, after the physical body of Brahma Baba was cremated at the Tower of Peace, Avyakt Bap Dada's descent happened. So from 1969, 21st of January, for over 50 years, we have been having Avyakt Bap Dada's murlis. So what's the difference between these murlis? Many people ask. The biggest difference is that when Shiv Baba would enter the body of Brahma, Brahma Baba was a very good listener. Shiv Baba would speak through Brahma Baba's mouth, and Brahma Baba would also hear Shiv Baba speaking. Of course, the closest ear would be Brahma Baba's ear, no, because Shiv Baba would speak from that mouth. So Brahma Baba was a very good listener, a very good student, a very obedient child, whatever you may call it. But Brahma Baba was number one. A very, very strong effort maker. And how Baba's children, they followed Baba. Shiv Baba would say, see, Shiv Baba is incorporeal, but Brahma Baba is corporeal. If Brahma Baba can make efforts, why can't you? Many youngsters would come to Baba and say, Baba, we are too young for this. How can we, you know, surrender to God? How can we give up the vices? How can we? They used to ask. So Baba used to give the example of Mama. Mama was so young. How she did it? In a second, she surrendered herself to Baba. She didn't think twice. And then elderly people would come to Baba and say, Baba, we are too old to really make efforts now. It's not possible because the body is too old. So Baba would say, well, this one is so old. He is such a good effort maker. He used to wake up at 2 o'clock and meditate, churn, you know, so many things. And remember Baba so much, with so much love. So if this old man can do it, why can't you? So somebody with old age, for them, Brahma Baba was an example, and somebody with young body, Mama was an example, because she was only 17 when she came and Brahma Baba was 60 years. So big difference. And that's why she was young and Brahma Baba was old. So how Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba and then both together in the body of Gulzar Dadi. Actually, Gulzar Dadi was the first soul in the Yajna to get a vision of subtle regions. Before, they used to see many visions, the Dadis, but there used to be visions of golden age, there used to be visions of Paramdham, you know, but not subtle regions. And Gulzar Dadi was the first one to get a vision of subtle regions. So she was sitting in meditation and all of a sudden, like Baba pulled her intellect. Well, she was a very good trance messenger soul anyway, even right the day one. The first day she came to Baba, she was just 9 years old. And when she saw Baba, Baba gave her drishti, immediately she went into trance and got a vision of Sri Krishna in golden age. So that was the first vision she got at the age of 9. So she was definitely a very good soul who used to go into trance often. But till then, nobody saw subtle regions. Of course, Shiva Baba says, when I come down into this physical world to establish golden age, before that I established subtle regions. And it was because of subtle regions how Brahma Baba could get visions, of Vishnu and golden age and destruction, so all because of subtle regions. But then she was the one who got a vision of subtle regions for the first time. And in that subtle region she saw Brahma Baba in an angelic form. And how she used to describe what subtle regions is. She used to say, like, if you have, the full moon in the sky, there's so much of moonlight, even the stars are not visible when there's full moon in the sky. So it is all moonlight around. But what if there would be thousands of moons together and all would give their light? How much light there would be. So silverish light, that's what she saw, and a whole world of silverish light. Soul world is golden red light, subtle region, silverish light. And in that silverish light she saw a figure of Brahma Baba as an angel of light. And when she saw that, she was first of all a little bit confused because it was something new for her. And she saw that figure, but Brahma Baba in angelic form, in form of light. But face was quite visible clearly. And then she immediately got frightened and came down. And then she was asked by Brahma Baba, "What did you see?" And she gave the description of what she saw, hundreds of thousands of moons put together and their light, and then in the midst of that silvery light, I saw your figure, and it's an angel. And then Baba said, "What was that? Who was he?" And she said, "Baba, I got so frightened, I came down." And then Baba was quite curious, what she saw. Baba wanted to know more about it. So Baba told her, "Go again. And when you meet that figure, you ask him, 'Who are you? Who are you?'" And of course, as an obedient child, she again sat in Baba's remembrance and she got that vision again. And she asked him, because now she got Shrima to ask him. Otherwise, she didn't have the courage. So she asked him, "Who are you?" And that one gave his introduction, that "I am the perfect form of Brahma in the physical world." This was in the 14 years Bhatti, the first one in Karachi. "I am the perfect form of Brahma who is in the physical world. And when Brahma becomes perfect, he will become this." Means pointing towards himself. He would become this. And so go and tell Brahma Baba that you have to attain perfection and become this. So she went down and told Baba this. And then Baba came to know that I have my perfect form in the subtle regions. Angelic form in the subtle regions. So Baba used to make so much effort. And then sometimes he would tell Gulzar Dadi to go again in the subtle regions and find out how close had that physical form come to the angelic form. How close, because that physical form was coming closer and closer to the angelic form. So Baba used to tell her, "Go again and see how close have I come." And then she used to say, "Baba, you are coming closer, you are coming closer, you are coming closer." And then when Baba became avyakt, at that time she again went into trance and she saw it was just one angelic form. Because that corporeal angelic form had merged into that angelic form of Brahma Baba in the subtle regions. And then Baba said that Baba hasn't gone, because the dadis asked, Baba, how did you go away? We didn't even know. You did not inform before and all that, you know. Baba said in 118 January, Avyakt Murli, children gave so many complaints. Baba, why didn't you tell us before this, that? So then Baba, we didn't even know. So, you know, then Baba said that this Brahma had to become angelic. And Baba hasn't gone, but he is with you, and he will come and meet you, and he will always meet you. Baba hasn't gone. He has only changed his dress and his room. It's like going from one room to the other room. You know, you have one bedroom, and then you change that bedroom and go to another bedroom, and you make that your bedroom. So from the corporeal world, Baba has gone to the angelic world. That's his next room. And then it's like changing clothes. So physical dress removed, but angelic dress worn. So wearing an angelic dress from a physical dress. So Baba hasn't gone. He has only changed his room and his costume. In Hindi, they are very rhyming words, kamra and kapra. Kamra means room and kapra means clothes. So kamra and kapra, that's what Brahma Baba has done, the soul has done. Change his room and change his dress. But Baba hasn't gone, and he will come and meet you. So how Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba became like combined? You know, we are like sometimes combined. No, one is twins, the other is like they are combined. So from the head or from the, you know, something or the other, they are like combined. So this is now Brahma Baba combined with Shiva Baba, and that combined form is called Bap Dada. So that's how we understand Bap Dada in the body of Gulzar. Now what's the difference between the Murlis? Why so much difference? So Baba gave the reason that during, when Baba was in Sakar form, at that time Brahma Baba was an effort maker. But after Brahma Baba attained perfection, then no longer effort maker. So that in the Sakar Murlis there is so much mention of Brahma Baba's efforts he makes. But angelic form he has attained perfection. So both become alike. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, and they both can speak together. Like one mic and two speaking from one mic. So both speaking from the body of Gulzar Dadi. And that's why no more effort making statements like there are in the Sakar Murlis. And secondly, when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba was a very good listener. But when Bap Dada would come in the body of Gulzar Dadi, Gulzar Dadi was not a listener because she used to go into trance. But when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma, it would not be in a trance experience. Like Baba would be sitting and Shiv Baba would come and start speaking. And we could feel the difference. Like we could feel the difference when Bap Dada would come in the body of Gulzar. The same difference we could feel when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma Baba. Immediately the eyes, you know, drishti would become so powerful and the vibrations so powerful, pin drop silence, we could feel that. But the difference was that Gulzar Dadi was not a listener, because she would go into trance and like Baba would just send her to sleep, for example. You know, you can say, use those terms, like going into sleep. And then she would not know anything, and Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba would use the body of Gulzar Dadi. And for hours and hours, in the first, how many hours Baba used to speak the Murli and meet individuals. And the greatest record broken, I should say, of the hours of the meeting was 16 hours. 16 hours in the body of Gulzar Dadi. Evening at 6:30, Gulzar Dadi would come and sit on the stage. That was in Om Shanti Bhavan. And this was, I think, in 1889, that was the last year. 16 hours, so 6:30 in the evening, she would come and then go into trance and then speak. Baba Dada would speak the Murli, and then after that, meeting individuals whole night, up to 10:30 in the morning. From 6:30 in the evening until 10:30 in the morning is 16 hours. You can imagine 16 hours. No food, no drink, no going to the washroom, nothing. But after 16 hours, when Bap Dada would take leave, Gulzar Dadi would be back. She would be so fresh, as if she has got up from a deep sleep. We could feel that, so fresh. And if somebody would try to compete with Baba and stay in the audience, watching everything happening, because each Baba would meet each individual, and sometimes it would be for double foreigners, then there used to be translation too. At that time there were no FM radios. And so Baba would speak in Hindi, then usually myself or Meera Ben, or anyone, they would translate in English. And if they would be those double foreigners who would not know English, then from Hindi to English, English to French, English to German, English to Spanish, you can understand. One person, one statement, three translations, Hindi to English, English to German, so you can say two. But then three languages. So for each individual, so much time Baba would give. So much time. You can imagine, of course, what Baba would speak, of course, that's the second topic. But then we can understand how much time Baba used to give to each one. Each one. So that was the real sustenance which Baba gave to the children. But then Baba did mention that now this method will change. This method will change. And of course it did change after that. Because Gulzar Dadi's body was young, but then how, of course, the body does grow old. But how Gulzar Dadi just surrendered to Baba. Now, Baba, you take over this body. I remember, once Dadi had such a bad cough. But Bab Dada had to come. And then we told Dadi, tell Baba, because we used to feel sorry that Dadi has such a bad cough and Baba has to come, but he has to use his throat. So tell Baba, to speak a shorter Murli and meet for a shorter time, We used to tell Dadi. But Dadi would say, no, I cannot say anything to Baba because Baba is the master. He takes over the body. I can't interfere in between. And it was so wonderful that those so many hours Baba spoke, but not once did the cough come. You can imagine. Otherwise she was coughing whole day. Of course she took medicines, no doubt, but then coughing, and we thought, well, the cough will come even at that time when Baba is speaking. But how Baba had controlled. And there was also a time when she did get cough, and then Baba came, but he came for a very short time. And Baba said, the harmonium, the musical instrument is not working well, and therefore Baba will not stay longer. Baba said that because he did take care of the body too. But you can imagine. And of course the voice Baba used to speak was so soft. So one day, one double foreigner asked Avyak Baba, why do you speak so softly? It was like a whisper. Without the mic, the one sitting, little distant also wouldn't be able to hear. Maybe just 2 feet away wouldn't be able to hear. Would have to come very close to hear Baba. So someone asked Baba, why do you speak so softly? And you know what Baba said? Baba said, this is the voice of the subtle regions. What is subtle region voice? Actually, there's no voice at all. It is just, moving of lips. That's all, movement of lips. Have you ever heard any sound in dreams? But how do you understand each other? Supposing you are talking to someone or somebody is saying something to you in a dream, but there's no sound, no? So how do you understand each other? How do you understand? It's the mind. Yeah, yeah, mind speaks. The mind speaks. So that's what subtle regions is. It's so soft that you can hardly hear. And then even the dadis, they used to sit on the stage, and of course the mic would be there, and then they would get headphones, so they could hear through headphones, you know, otherwise it would not be heard. But that was Baba's voice. And then once very humorous child of Baba, double foreigners are quite humorous too, so one of them asked Baba, "Baba, you speak so much. You know, because whole night speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking, whole night." So Baba very sweetly answered in a very humorous way to him, "Children, I have been sitting in Paramdham for whole cycle. I am now meeting the children after 5,000 years. So I love to speak to my children." So these were the words Baba mentioned. Some children would come in front of Baba, maybe the stage was not good. I remember one incident, I'll tell you. So, because each one would come individually on the stage, and Baba would give drishti, a blessing, and then toli. That's why it was said that these are our three birthrights. Drishti, blessing, and toli. Everyone will get till the end. So how we give drishti, how we give Baba's words, blessings, and then we give toli. So this is everyone's birthright till the end. Drishti, boli, toli. Boli means words. Words which are uttered. And of course toli. So Baba used to do the same. So Baba would give such powerful drishti, the blessings, and then toli. So I was that fortunate soul who would be sitting next to Baba and giving toli in Baba's hand, and Baba would then give toli to that child. So I'll share one incident only because it's 6:45 now. And one incident that how one child came in front of Baba but was not taking drishti. Because very powerful drishti, so I told him, "Please take drishti from Baba, take drishti." He looked up, again looked down, looked up and again looked down, because he could not face that powerful drishti. And then Baba looked at him, and you know what Baba said? Baba said that Baba praised him a great deal, great deal. And then Baba said that the child is looking at his present form, but the father is looking at his future form. So his future is very bright, but maybe he has done some mistake or whatever, and he can't face that drishti of Baba, so he's not able to take drishti from Baba. But Baba is seeing his future form. And then Baba gave him such wonderful blessings that immediately his face lightened up. Face lightened up and took such powerful drishti from Baba. But before, he did not dare to take drishti from Baba, you know, because some guilt may be there in him. But we can understand how much love Baba gave to every child. And it was that love and affection, that pure love, altruistic love, that you can say unlimited love, which Baba gave to the children in the form of that sustenance. And we can see all our seniors, even in foreign countries, how they are such powerful instruments who are serving in different parts of the world. India, of course, there are so many, but in foreign lands also they have taken sustenance from Baba. Avyakt Bap Dada, of course, no double foreigners saw Brahma Baba in the Sakar form, but they have taken sustenance from Avyakt Bap Dada, and that sustenance has kept them not only alive themselves, but they have given spiritual birth to so many double foreigners in the whole world. And that's how God's work is happening. And Baba says, you all have to become perfect, like Brahma Baba. The Dadis are playing their own role in the form of advanced party. But Baba keeps telling his children, when will you become perfect? Because that's what our aim is. We have to return home. We have to become angels first and then return home and then go to the new world. Because we are the pioneers of that new world. We have to bring that new world. And for that, Baba said, the personality of purity is essential. Because only through purity can this world change, and only then can golden age come, only then can golden aged deities come in this world. And we have to become that. And therefore Baba is preparing us for that. And therefore our purity will work. And that purity is going to bring the transformation in the world. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti.